Hey family, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man, holding it down solo this week for Brother Kyle LaRue. Well, yes, I am here to present you with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week, based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback. The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Well, family, I am ready to dive into another hour of the good stuff. And the way I'm looking at it, it seems as if we have a bit of organized chaos going on. Couple of new entries, couple of re-entries, and some serious movement in the top five that could very well dethrone the young Justin Lee Schultz. Who has the power to do that? Well, you find out in just a bit. Let's go ahead and get this thing moving for the week ending February 23rd of 2024. Well, we get this week started with the latest effort from sax man and businessman of jazz, Corey Weeds. He's considered by many to be one of Canada's most important jazz promoters. Weeds is a one-time jazz club owner, turned record label owner, and musician at heart. His latest effort is his second outing with the 11-piece Little Big Band that features a virtual who's who of Vancouver-based players. The collective's new project features two original compositions alongside tunes by Horace Silver, Thad Jones, Michael Weiss, and a whole lot more. With arrangements by Bill Kuhn and Jill Towson, saxophonist Corey Weeds, accompanied by the Little Big Band, their latest effort titled Home Cooking. You'll find it on Cellar Music Group, and it's in the number 10 spot this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
tell you, this does not sound like a little big band at all. Big sounds from Corey Weeds with his 11-piece Little Big Band. Home Cooking, the name of the album. This one here holds steady at number 10 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, making his debut in the number 9 spot this week is a well-versed guitarist who was born in Nebraska and raised in Colorado. I believe he's living somewhere in Florida now. Slim Gamble is that artist who's been on the scene for a minute now. Known mostly for his work as a sideman with Grammy Award-winning country hitmakers Lady A. Well, after years of producing his own music, Slim decided to fire himself in that position, bringing someone else to lead that charge, who happens to be super producer Adam Hawley. This changed the flow of his music to bring forth more of a funky groove with a dope horn section. Here's the cat that rocks 2-foot braids, Slim Gamble with Light This Candle. It makes its debut in the number 9 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Okay. What do you think of that one there? Slim Gamble, his name. Light This Candle. It is on the Ludlow Street label, and it makes its debut in the number 9 position this week here on our survey. Well, family, listen, I would love for you to stay connected with us throughout the week on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. We put up the playlist so you know exactly what songs you heard, various articles and reviews and pictures and videos, and you can always drop us a DM. Let us know which station you're listening to us on around the country and around the world. Follow us again, Facebook and Instagram at Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, saxophonist Michael Langton is presenting his latest effort that serves as a reflection of all the changes that he's been going through these past few years. You know, oftentimes we hear stories about musicians inspired by tragic events, loss, hard times, even adversity. Well, in Michael's case, that inspiration he pulls from includes marrying the love of his life, Carrie, becoming a family man, a devoted stepfather to her young daughter, Lauren, and then becoming a first-time biological dad with the birth of his now 3-year-old son, Landon. Imagine that, man, drawing from all of that happy stuff, right, for inspiration. Well, the result is this contemporary sound that Langton is calling the smallest amount of music with the greatest amount of importance. My. It is a 5-song EP in his first collection of original songs since his 2018 album, Silver Lining. Getting production assistance with that of David Mann, Chris Big Dog Davis, Darren Ron, and even Paul Brown. Here is saxophonist Michael Langton with his latest effort, Looking Ahead. It's on Copenhagen Music, and it lands in the number 8 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Yes, you can hear the inspiration in every song on this EP. Saxophonist Michael Langton, he's on Copenhagen Music. The album is titled Looking Ahead. That's exactly what he's doing, as he's in the number 8 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, here's the name that we haven't mentioned in a few years, Reed Hoyston. Well, the drummer is back with a different type of quartet with a few special guests that combine bass, piano, vibes, and harmonica. Those special guests are Rufus Reed, Billy Test, and the amazing Hendrik Merkens. My. 9 tunes presented here, with 5 of them being original compositions. 3 written by that of Mr. Merkens, 1 each by Mr. Reed and Mr. Test. Now, the album is titled On a Misty Night, if you remember that classic there. And I tell you, it grabs you from the very first chord that you hear. Here's the Reed Royston Project with On a Misty Night, debuting in the number 7 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. I told you it was going to grab you, man. Good deets right there. Some great chord progressions and playing together. Really tight quartet. The Reed Hoyston Project on a Misty Night. It's on his own label, Reed Hoyston Productions. Debuting at number 7 here on our survey. Well, the year 2024 will mark 14 years since the fateful night when saxophonist Boney James was driving home from a jazz festival in Newport Beach, California. He was rear-ended in traffic by a suspected drunk driver. That crash totaled his vehicle. Boney himself suffered a fractured jaw, lost 2 of his teeth in the incident. Man, he was unable to play the saxophone for 6 weeks. And he basically had to teach himself how to play again when he was able to. Remarkable enough, Boney was pretty much back to full form playing, touring, and recording about a year after that incident. More or less picking up right where he left off. Fast forward to present day, and we catch Boney presenting his 18th album as a leader, on which he continues his trend of blending soulful, rhythmic jazz, blurring that line between contemporary jazz and R&B. Boney gets some help from the best in the business, his co-producer and writer, Mosey, keyboardist Tim Carman, longtime drummer Omari Williams, and bassist Alex Al, percussionist of the greats Lenny Castro, and guitarist Big Mike Hart and Paul Jackson Jr. Here is saxophonist Boney James with his latest for Concord. It's titled Detour, and it lands in the number 6 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. Unmistakably Boney. That is it. Boney James with Detour. Really nice grooves on this album. One of those albums that you can listen to from beginning to end without skipping a tune. That's typical Boney, right? Detour, the album, it's on Concord Records, landing in the number 6 position this week. Well, family, the Bassman holding it down for you here. We have 5 more to go to include 2 re-entries. And get this, a brand new number 1. Who shall it be? We'll know in just about 30 minutes. You stay close. The Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.